Hey, everybody listening. This is the first episode of the First 100 podcast. It is a podcast geared towards the monthly book of the month for Green Door Books in Hobart, Indiana. The address is 220 Main Street, Hobart, Indiana. Come on in or contact us online if you want to be part of this discussion. But this is the first episode. And the way that this podcast is going to be laid out is it's going to have two episodes every month. The first episode will be a short discussion on the first 100 pages of whatever the book of the month book is. And then the second episode is a discussion of our final thoughts and our thoughts about the book. We will have a rotating group of people giving their opinions. Hopefully most of the time it's going to be mostly the same people, consisting of the people that are part of the book called book club. Our book club meets once a month on a Monday and on a Tuesday. Some people can't make it on a Monday, so we have a Tuesday group. Some people can't make it on a Tuesday, so we have a Monday group. The discussions are always fun, always insightful. Anyways, I think that's enough with the explanation side of things. So this month's book. Oh, and it's just me this first episode. We've been putting off on trying this, so it's just me. I just decided while sitting in the bookstore, why not record this real quick and just get the ball rolling. Funny thing is, this will be online on a Thursday or Friday, and then the second episode will be on online just a few days later because of logistics. But this month, the book of the month book is The Tattooist of Auschwitz by Heather Morris. It was published this year. All our books are published the year that we decide to discuss them and read them. Well, it says here, published September 4th, 2018. So I am a liar. So anyways, I am looking at goodreads.com for a quick synopsis. So I'm just going to read what it says here. Bear with me. It will take me about a minute. Maybe longer, actually. It's sort of long. So it says, and I quote from goodreads.com, "This beautiful, illuminating tale of hope and courage is based on interviews that were conducted with Holocaust survivor and Auschwitz-Birkenau tattooist Ludwig Lale Sokolov." His nickname, or how everybody refers to him, is they refer to him as Lale. An unforgettable love story in the midst of atrocity. In April 1942, Lale Sokolov, a Slovakian Jew, is forcibly transported to the concentration camps at Auschwitz-Birkenau, when his captors discover that he speaks several languages, he is put to work as a tattooer. Sorry for the German pronunciation. The German word for tattooist. Tasked with permanently marking his fellow prisoners. Imprisoned for over 2.5 years, Lale witnesses horrific atrocities and barbarism, but also incredible acts of bravery and compassion. Risking his own life, he uses his privileged position to exchange jewels and money from murdered Jews for food to keep his fellow prisoners alive. I think I read that sentence with a really funny rhythm. Anyways, one day in July 1942, Lale, prisoner 32407, comforts a trembling young woman waiting in line to have the number 34902 tattooed onto her arm. Her name is Gita, and in that first encounter, Lale vows to somehow survive the camp and marry her. A vivid, harrowing, and ultimately hopeful recreation of Lale Sokolov's experience as the man who tattooed the arms of thousands of prisoners with what would become one of the most potent symbols of the Holocaust. The Tattooist of Auschwitz is also a testament to the endurance of love and humanity under the darkest possible conditions." And that's what it says. I read the first 100 pages to take a quick pause and breathe for a second. I feel like I'm talking 1,000 miles an hour. I read the first 100 pages and I read them fast. It's a page turner. It's a page turner because Lala's story is interesting because it is awful. It is interesting because of what occurs, the atrocities that happen. Most of us know about the awful things that occurred to Jewish people and, a bunch of different people. committed by the Germans, by Nazi Germany. In these concentration camps, most of us know what happened, but every time we read or watch them, whether it's a movie or a book like this, it's always shocking. And you end up reading about Lala's experience. And so in the first 100 pages, what essentially, because it is a short book, it's 272 pages. Normally, our book of the month books are anywhere between 400 and, well, I would average about 400, 450 pages. So it's a shorter book. So given that you read the first 100 pages, the impression I get is a significant portion of the story has been told. And as it's told, what we learn about Lale is he is a survivor. And when I say we, I mean me, because I'm the only one here. So this is my my impression of the book so far. We sort of meet him. This book skips back and forth between what things were like quickly before he got onto the train that took him to the concentration camp. That's where the story starts. So it starts there, and then it skips back to what his life was like before. Not often, but it does. And then we just follow him through the time that he's at this place. And so far, he has met Gita. He is seemingly in love with her. He's risking all kinds of stuff for her to keep her safe, to keep her healthy. But we also learn that he is the kind of guy that falls for women easily. So one of the things that he misses once he gets into the camp is all the pretty girls that he can't talk to or pine over or spoil, or, you know, he fancies himself a ladies' man, and even he befriends, that's, you know, not entirely true, but he befriends a guard that's been assigned to him once he becomes the tattooer. And he actually gives this guy advice about how to deal with his girlfriend, which is pretty interesting and sort of funny. Any funny moments that happen in this book so far are, you smile or you giggle, you feel lighthearted, but always on guard. From the moment, every time you are in the present moment of the book with Lale, you are kind of on edge because you don't know what's about to happen. People die sort of three different ways. The occupants, the prisoners at the camp, they die in three different ways. They die if they are sick or unable to produce. So if you're old, or if you're injured or you're sick, they just take you away. You're never to come back. The other way is just orders from the higher ups, the commanders, whatever rank they might be. If they get orders, if the regular soldiers that are there with the prisoners, if they get the order, they just go ahead and take those people away. And the third way is almost on the whim of the guards and soldiers. If they're drunk and they feel like shooting, if they don't like the way somebody looks at them, what you get the impression is that a lot of the death ends up being very random. You know, if you're unlucky enough to get sick, you're in trouble. If you're unlucky enough to catch a guard on a bad day or somebody on a bad day, you might be in trouble. And, you know, they give in those first 100 pages a bunch of different examples of this. What they also do is show that Lale's survival so far has been, you know, from one of the first three pages, one of his philosophies is observe, and learn. Constantly learn. Always get as much information from each environment you're in. And it seems like that's the kind of guy he was like before he got to the camp. But, you know, he was immediately observant because he wore a suit at the beginning. Side note, a bunch of people on the train to the concentration camp, or not a bunch, but a few people were asking, especially one guy, were asking, you know, what's going on, what's this, what's that, because he kept himself together, he was observing, and he was wearing a suit. So because he was wearing a suit, apparently, you know, people were asking, like, what does he know that we don't know, or what does he assume, or I guess people were looking, they were looking to someone else to make a decision as to whether to fight, whether to sit, whether to obey, what to do. And there were people that looked to him for that. And then it is his role as a tattooer giving some of the opportunities that he takes advantage of, to get medicine, to get money, to get food. Well, not money, to get food, to get favors. He is put in a slight position of, not power, maybe power is the right word, but even that happens randomly because he becomes the tattooer after the tattooer that was there before him sort of just takes a liking to him. The way they describe it is almost like, I like the way that you are. and he takes him as his apprentice, and then, you know, stuff happens. But during the first 100 pages, and I'm assuming for the rest of the book, a lot of stuff that happens is, you know, individual people risk everything for strangers, for their friends, and sometimes it works out, and a lot of times it doesn't. There are people that, you know, at least in these first 100 pages, that have sacrificed themselves for Lala unintentionally. They risked it, and the risk saves him, and the people that saved him or helped him, they don't make it. So there's a lot of that in this book. And there's a lot of back and forth, and there's a lot of just different forms of hope is what I'm seeing. Lala has his own kind of hope, and his hope is in, first in learning, then in self-survival, and then in just trying to help individual people. And as I'm reading now, his entire mind is consumed with doing whatever it takes in order to save Gita and make it out of the camp alive, not knowing what that means, whether that means they're going to get out the next day, the next hour, the next day, the next week, month. Another thing they make a point of is time is losing meaning. There's a lot of prisoners that don't, like, they've lost a sense of time, which also can make a person crazy. You know, you don't know if a day has passed or the months start blending together, and then, you know, has it been 1 week or has it been 1 year? And that's pretty much so far. I you know, I might skip some things, but it's just me here talking into this microphone to try to get the first episode out so that we could have a proper discussion when we wrap up and give our final thoughts about the book. But again, this book is The Tattooist of Auschwitz. It's by Heather Morris. It was published at the, you know, the fourth quarter of 2018, September 4th, 2018. It is the February book of the month at Green Door Books, 220 Main Street, Hobart, Indiana. If you want to join in the discussion, if you go to Green Door Books on the Facebook page, you can discuss. We have a book club group. You could join that and discuss it. You're always welcome to come to the store. If you're listening to this and you're somewhere, you know, nowhere near Northwest Indiana, nowhere near Hobart, nowhere near Indiana itself or Chicago, then, you know, definitely join in on the discussion. If you've read the book, tell us what you think. We're going to share, you know, in person, our insights and our thoughts and our pros and cons of the book. And then, you know, it'd be cool if we could discuss that also in the Facebook discussion. So, yep, that's it. Episode one is done. My name is, I think I said Sretan Jovanovic. Now I'm going to pronounce it Sretan Jovanovic. I will talk to you guys again very soon. Thank you very much for listening. That's it. Bye.
I like books.